Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, January 24th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Microsoft Bing was blocked in China on Wednesday, even after already censoring its results in the world's largest internet market. Bing now appears to be accessible again in China, as sources tell the Wall Street Journal that the earlier block was due to an accidental technical error rather than censorship. Microsoft previously cooperated with local companies to provide its Windows and cloud services to stay in good graces with the Chinese government. The Cyberspace Administration of China had not commented on the move as of this recording, but Microsoft said in a statement, quote, "We've confirmed that Bing is currently inaccessible in China and are engaged to determine next steps." Sources tell CNBC that Apple has cut more than 200 employees from its autonomous vehicle effort, Project Titan, although an Apple spokesperson says that some of those roles will be redirected to other departments. Back in August, Apple hired Tesla's engineering vice president and Apple veteran Doug Field to head up the Titan team along Bob Mansfield. A source also tells CNBC that Verizon Media Group, formerly Oath, is laying off around 800 employees in the Verizon division. Back in December, Verizon took a $4.6 billion write-down on its media business. In a letter announcing the layoffs to employees, Verizon Media CEO Guru Gowrappan said that Q4 priority includes building up mobile and video products, increasing usage and spends through B2B platforms, and expanding video supply and overall distribution through partnerships. Twitter is testing a new feature to make it easier to know who started that thread when multiple accounts participate in a discussion. The company says the new original tweeter, as it's known, tag has been rolled out to a small percentage of iOS and Android users. Along with account verification, this feature could help cut down on confusion about who's who. A startup called Suppose TV has a tool that lets you compare different services based on channel selection and price. A new feature called TV Service Alerts will email you when TV services change their prices or their channel lineup or their features, and the company launched a new API as well to give access to its live TV database and recommendation engine. Amazon Web Services, or AWS, launched a new product called Amazon WorkLink that, for $5 per month per user, allows IT administrators to give employees one-click access to internal sites even if they're not on AWS. WorkLink will securely hit a site, then secure a WorkLink container that converts the site into an interactive vector graphic, which then a mobile phone can access locally. However, AWS says WorkLink is not collecting personal device activity. Leak time! All About Samsung has reported prototype photos of the Samsung Galaxy S10 and S10 Plus in ceramic black and white. Of note, both cameras appear to have triple cameras, and the headphone port is at the bottom of the device. There's also a speaker on the opposite side of the headphone port facing downward. And finally, sources tell Bloomberg that Sonos wants to expand out of the living room into high-end headphones, and that the company's potential wireless over-the-ear headphones are still in early development stages and could be launched by next year, priced around $300. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.